The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
As we have been hearing on the headlines there, the theatre of conflict has expanded in the Middle East because explosions have been heard over Doha after Iran launched a missile attack on a US base in Qatar. Iranian media say they are also targeting American bases in Iraq from Iran. Alistair Bunkle is the Middle East correspondent for Sky News. Ali, what can you tell us from where you are?
Well, we understand at least 10 Iranian missiles have been fired at Al Udeid base in Qatar. It's the biggest US base in the Middle East. It's kind of their air command in the region, covering Afghanistan as well. There's actually a high number of British forces based there as well. Explosions heard over Doha. They'll have very good defenses. They'll have the THAAD US ballistic missile defenses there. And also targets in Iraq being hit as well. Now, this is Iran's response to the US attack on its nuclear bases over the weekend. It was anticipated. I think 10, you know, my very early reading of it, and it is a very early reading of it because we're yet to understand what the consequence is, but 10 missiles fired should be brought down by the US defense systems, and it could be a symbolic retaliation. But if any US personnel were to be killed, for example, then that would be an escalation. And it all depends on how Donald Trump sees it. But an attack by Iran on countries in the GCC, Gulf Cooperation Council, is a major, major event. I mean, this is, I can't think of a time over the last couple of decades where this has happened. And so it will be, you know, it will be viewed as an escalation whichever way you look at it. But I think whether or not it leads to actual escalation in the conflict or whether or not it's potentially a down ramp depends on the damage done.
It's called the Annunciation of Victory. That's the name of this missile operation, according to the Iranian news agency. Bahrain is also said to be on high alert here. But this is, and it's interesting that this is an Arab country attacking two other Arab countries.
It is, and Qatar have pretty good links with both the Americans and the Iranians. So Qatar has been the host of Hamas, for example, still is. And you know they have good relations with the Iranians, but they also host US military bases as well, so they've got a close relationship with the Americans. So it might be calibrated on that level that they knew it was coming. Qatari airspace was closed about an hour or so ago. I think UAE airspace has been closed as well at the moment. That could be just because of proximity, but it could be because they're expecting some kind of attack there. So, you know, the way this shapes up and the consequences from it will determine whether or not this gives everybody an opportunity to sort of de-escalate the situation. There are reports in Israeli media today, where I am in Jerusalem, that the Israelis feel they've got another couple of days left before they can wrap up their war on Iran. I don't think the Americans want to escalate things if they can help it. I think Donald Trump, if he can, would like to have seen the attack against nuclear bases as a kind of a strike, if you like, and not be dragged into a wider war. Any missile attack has potential unintended.
Alistair, we'll leave it there because your line is beginning to break up. Alistair Bunkle, Middle East correspondent with Sky News. Thank you for that. His Sky News colleague Ben Block reporting the Iranian Supreme National Security Council as saying the number of missiles used in this successful operation was the same as the number of bombs used by the United States in its attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. If that is the case, it does sound like it's an attempt to be an off-ramp. Whether or not anyone will take it is a different conversation.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.